Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Well, it's again an expensive Monday, folks, because every day for 1 week, fuel prices have been hiked. Today on Mehngai Monday, petrol is 110 rupees plus in Mumbai, Delhi 104 rupees. Diesel prices now also over 100 rupees in many parts of India. An officer and four soldiers killed in a terror attack in Poonch in the Jammu sector. These are the highest casualties of soldiers since May last year. After Taliban-Pakistan alliance in Afghanistan, a rise in terror in Jammu and Kashmir. The latest round of India-China talks break down. India's statement says China's unilateral attempts to alter status quo. However, they said they will keep talking and maintain stability on the ground. Home Minister Amit Shah's power meeting on supply shortage. He meets with the coal and power ministers. The government says all is well, no power crisis, but currently UP and Punjab are states facing the worst shortages. In Maharashtra, the state backs a bun. This is over the killing of farmers in Uttar Pradesh, but Sena workers also target auto rickshaws to impose a bun. Sheer hooliganism there. Meanwhile, the UP BJP distance themselves from the controversial minister and his son, saying that politics doesn't mean you can drive an SUV into a crowd. The BJP holds crucial UP elections meeting today in Delhi with the General Secretary B.L. Santosh and others. No more cargo from Pakistan, Afghanistan and Iran, says Adani Ports. This is after 3,000 kilogram heroin haul. Adani Ports bans any cargo from these places. The next bail hearing for Aryan Khan will only be on Wednesday, as the Sessions Court today says no to his lawyer for an urgent hearing on his bail. His lawyer argues that no drugs were found in his possession. Well, Dhoni, the true super king, accolades pour in for him after Captain Cool steers CSK into the IPL final. And happy birthday, Big B, as he enters his 80th year, when age is just a number.